The Diprotodon belched.
Oh.
And it flattened some nearby bushes. Then it let rip from its back end. And the grass around it withered.
Yep, exactly like Trev sits alone on the bus Hawkins. A blur of feathers and claws shot out from the bushes. The dire cassowary rushed across the grass and leapt. It sank its clawed talons into the haunch of the Diprotodon, stabbing its beak into the hide. The giant wombat rolled, trying to crush the cassowary to the ground. It flipped right over back onto its feet, and the cassowary, bruised but still kicking, released its grip. It circled the Diprotodon, squawking, and pawed the ground with its wicked claws.
Dire cassowary, level 9, HP, 500 over 700, chance of taming, 23%. Diprotodon, megafauna wombat, level 5, HP, 290 over 500, chance of taming, 61%.
So, the chance of taming did go up the more damage the creature took.
If he let things run their course, the fight would probably go to the cassowary. It was too high a level for the wombat to defeat. The damage it took fighting the wombat would probably leave him a decent chance of taming the cassowary too. A level 9 prehistoric dinosaur. Practically his.
Wow.
Keith, which one are we fighting? Mel asked. On paper, it was an easy choice. The dire cassowary was the higher level monster, and it would give him his own mini T-Rex to ride into battle. The wombat, though. It let rip with another belch, right back in the face of the cassowary, stunning it for a moment. Ah, screw it. He couldn't let that beauty go down. Flank the cassowary, use the wombat as the tank, Keet said. Keet darted forward, drawing the clockwork crossbow in one hand and the battle fork in the other. He fired shots while running. The bolt slammed into the side of the stunned cassowary for only 15 damage.
Ah, Devo.
Even with this new loot, the level difference was going to make this brutal.